Hey, welcome in. Time for the KE Report, the final segment. I want to talk a little bit about the internet this morning. I am pretty upset about what the internet, I think, is doing to our society. Let me explain, and then let me get certainly set the stage for your comments and get Jim's opinion on this. We're recording this on Thursday, and I went on my email about half an hour ago, spent some time, and the interesting thing that's going on is all of my emails are now coming from sources that are posting on the internet. Not all of them, but certainly a large percentage of them. All the postings are negative, and this, I'm afraid, has very little to do with making our society a better place. Let me tell you what I mean by that. I think people are getting very, very pessimistic about what's going on in our country. All you have to do is listen to the first segment that I did with Rick Ackerman today. Rick is not a pessimistic guy, but I want to remind you what he stressed. He feels that our country is economically and very possibly politically going to go absolutely in the toilet. I'm not sure that that's the case, but I will say that with all the negativity that's being circulated by the internet, all of the untruths, I have to say, that are being circulated by the internet, they're sure not doing me any good at this time in my life. Jim, what do you suggest the people to do to stay out of the pessimistic sector?
I think it all comes down to politics, unfortunately. And I think in order for people to have some sense of normalcy in their life, they've got to vote for people that are going to support values that they would like to see in this nation. We've got, you know, here's the reality. It's not the internet. The internet is just in my view, it's not the internet. It's actually just a pipe for information. There's a lot of information out there. There's a lot of propaganda out there. But when you scratch the surface and actually get a little deeper, you start looking at the number of issues that are facing America right now, and people are very nervous about it. I'll go through a quick list. Number one, I think, on people's minds is the crime surge. You know, you've got these major cities where leaders have actually actively gone out and said, we're going to reduce police funding, and then murders are skyrocketing. Violence is skyrocketing. Even in Bellingham, I had talked to some people yesterday, in neighborhoods that just a few years ago were very safe, people didn't even lock their doors, cars are being broken into, gunshots are being heard, but the law enforcement's not even following up because they're restricted. That's one. Voter fraud. Actual trust and faith in our system. Half of America right now, more than half of America, according to polling, isn't confident that our voting system is valid. Border surge. You've got a massive influx. Over 1 million people illegally apprehended for illegally crossing the border in just 6 months of this year. Oil pipeline shut down. Gas prices almost, you know, at 70% of what they were just 6 months ago. Inflation, 6%.
I think, Jimmy, I think you mean gas prices have increased 70% from what they were 6 months ago.
Yes, I'm sorry. I've inverted that. But yes, they've increased. It's way up. Inflation is way up. Critical race theory being perpetuated, and this 1619 agenda, 1619 project agenda, blaming all white people and racism for all the ills of the nation. Gender studies in schools. Go through this list of issues and you wonder what the average American is thinking at home right now, because if they look past just the surface propaganda being perpetuated by mainstream media, they're like, wait a second, this is affecting me in my neighborhood. This is right here, locally. What can I do about it? And my belief is it really does come down to politics. It's local politics, it's your school boards, it's your city council members, your county council members, your public utilities district leaders. All those people matter, and they need to represent your purpose, not you supporting the government. And I think that's where we're failing, as where people are very uncomfortable right now with all the information that's coming out.
Jimmy, I want to tell you, I have to agree with you, and I have to say I stand absolutely corrected. There are some liberal websites and there are some conservative websites that I think do stretch the truth quite a bit. And I think, but I think our listeners are savvy enough, intelligent enough, sophisticated enough that they can see through that. I just pray to God that they do, and I really hope that they take everything, not at face value, but they really examine everything that they see on the internet. Every situation, Jim, that you brought up is absolutely 100% true. I was paying a couple of bucks a gallon for Supreme gas not too long ago. Now I'm paying close to five. The crime rate in the United States is skyrocketing, and I don't see the government really doing anything about that. The rationale that I get whenever I bring this up with my liberal friends is it's not the government's responsibility. That is a local issue, whether you're talking here about local governments. Police defunding or refunding, meaning cutting the police force, that is absolutely the wrong thing to be doing right now. You talked about parts of Bellingham where people in the past didn't have to close and lock their doors, and now they do. We live in a pretty nice area north of Bellingham, Jim, as you know. You're just building a new house, and I have to tell you that something in the back of my mind has said, Corlin, start locking the door at night. Start locking the garage. You're making a good point. You have made a very good point, and I have to say that in retrospect, I stand corrected. I'd like to hear some solutions from you, Jimmy. We got 2 minutes.
Yeah, so, you know, first of all, I think this administration right now is... that the national administration is attempting to divert information from people that makes a difference. And there are a large number of people that just kind of, you know, what they're just not involved. They just hear the clip on the news for a couple minutes a day. They don't pay attention. Many of your listeners actually pay attention. They look, they do research.
Right.
The problem is people need to spend more time and understand what the impact of their local community is. And then they've got to realize that, you know, if you escaped California because of high taxes and because, you know, the crime rate was up and because there were, you know, feces in the street in San Francisco and you come up here in our neighborhood, don't vote the same way you did down there. That's the number one problem. People don't understand. And the second one, and really the biggest problem, and I'll get right down to it, is media propaganda from corporate interests that are undermining people's ability to do research. The internet is being blocked in some ways, and major media sources are, and of course, internet service provider type people are actually looking to silence people. The administration is talking about, according to Politico, talking about reviewing people's SMS, their text messages, just to stop propaganda from their belief. This is authoritarianism. We've got to stop it. We've got to get back to basic fundamental principles of the United States and our individual rights and our ability to look and observe in multiple ways what is out there and make good decisions for our future.
Jimmy, I agree with you 1,000%, and you know that. And I think I made a really good point in this final segment here when I said I stand corrected. I think a lot of people who perhaps agree with you, and I have to also say I stand corrected. We have to be careful of the information that we assimilate on the internet. You really, really need to verify absolutely everything. There are an awful lot of advertisements on the internet that are coming out from websites that are simply there, not necessarily to further the goodness of America, but to further their revenues. Jim McKinney, thank you. Be back next week with you, Jim.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.